This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 16th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. The news is full of negative events, so I'm not going to repeat them here. However, each day we have is ours to live as best we can. At the end of the day, it's up to us whether we go to sleep satisfied that we've done our best and lived well. Rather than dwell on the past, since our yesterdays can't be relived, we need to live each day with a simple goal. We can try to make our day better than yesterday and strive to make ourselves be better today than we were yesterday. Today is the foundation of our future, and it's only as good as we'll make it. Since our past can't be changed, we can use the lessons we learn to improve our today. Wishing and hoping for things to be better won't make it so. Action is only possible in the present. Each day offers us a fresh start, so when we wake up refreshed and do what we love and love what we do, we have a happy, full day and are satisfied we've done what we can to live well. We can dream big, we can set goals, but unless we act, nothing gets done. So it's up to us to determine what there is for us to do in this life and then embrace what today brings and shape our day so it's better than our yesterday. Today is National Healthcare Decision Day. It's a day to ensure we're in charge of our health and prepared for whatever health crisis comes our way. To do this, we need to plan ahead, find what documents we need, complete them, and put them where they're easily accessible. It's a day to have discussions with our loved ones about our wishes and plans and share documents with them so that when we have a health crisis, they'll be available. By doing this, we're shouldering the responsibility for ourselves and not burdening others. Today can be our day to review or initiate the things we need to assure our healthcare wishes are known and will be carried out whenever necessary. It sounds so simple, yet so many of us put this off. Just one example of how today, Saturday, April 16th, can be a better day than yesterday. We can do this. All we have to do is get started. We can challenge ourselves to accomplish what we need to do to be better and then take steps to complete it, whatever it is that makes us happy. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. But we each can strive to achieve our goals, and we can accomplish those goals. We need not compete with one another. We can help each other move forward and make the best of our day. In the end, if we can say today was a better day, today we've improved even a little, then one day was worthwhile, this day. Regardless of what we choose to do, we will sleep better when we feel the satisfaction of having completed even a small part of what we've planned to do. Keeping things the same guarantees you'll never get anywhere. So let's embrace our day and do whatever it takes to improve ourselves and make today a better day than yesterday. Know that the information you may need is available from your experts on From a Woman's Perspectives team. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. It's never too late to start to live well, to ask our questions, to empower ourselves, to make informed decisions. Today can be better than yesterday, so long as we try to make it so. The day will be as good as we make it, and it's up to us to put in the effort. So let's get started and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, Marilyn, you're talking today about, you know, moving ahead a step at a time and making, you know, life in the future better. Sometimes, you know, life has surprises for us, and moving ahead one day at a time very often is an important part of dealing with. I think it's fair to say we've all been reminded in the last few years with COVID and now recently with the war in Ukraine, higher interest rates, higher inflation. You know, there's been a lot of surprises lately. My story today is about Gloria. And Gloria has quite recently experienced a bad surprise. Her husband of 62 years died quite suddenly. And Gloria asked me to share her story so others could learn from her experience. Now, Gloria's circumstance is, you know, unfortunately, not unique. In fact, there are going to be more and more people in Gloria's shoes. The why is simply about numbers, simple demographics. Our population is aging, and women, on average, outlive men, so that 90% of women in Canada will at some point be left to manage their finances and investments themselves. If your spouse died suddenly, are you prepared to effectively deal with the inevitable paperwork and adjustments that do need to happen? For example, Gloria and her late husband paid their condo fees from their joint bank account each month. With his passing, Gloria had to go to the bank and switch their joint account to her own account. Sounds easy, simple enough. Gloria said it was much more difficult and bureaucratic than she was prepared for. And in fact, she suggests being prepared for what papers you will need, questions they will ask, and administrative treatment you might get. She had dealt with this branch for 22 years, and it still was not a very personal experience. So this is a surprise that you can prepare for. Yes, it's not a pleasant thought or task to relish, but Gloria lived it, and she says, in hindsight, she wishes she had understood the process better. It's not at all complicated. It's about being mentally prepared, because there's so much else going on emotionally that the preparation reduces additional stress. But her late husband managed all the investments. So how was she going to get the money for their monthly condo fees into that account? Her late husband's Canada Pension Plan, old age security, and company pension had now stopped. So in fact, there wasn't enough income coming into her new bank account to pay the monthly bills. And as I said, since it was her husband who always looked after the investments, he always had, and in my experience, that's not unusual in couples. So Gloria had to decide what investments to sell, when to sell them, how much to sell. Now, fortunately, her friend gave her my number, and I was able to help her out. But it was unfortunate that Gloria didn't have someone she already knew and trusted to reach out to. At a high level, Gloria's comment about the whole process is, even when your circumstances seem pretty straightforward, it's not simple. Having someone to help you is key to keeping it all together. The second thing that Gloria says would have made it all less stressful and smoother is life insurance. In hindsight, Gloria regrets that they canceled their insurance policy. Again, in hindsight, she says having that $100,000 or $200,000 insurance check paid quickly, easily, and free of tax would have made everything administratively much easier. It would have been easy to put that check in her new checking account, and that would have quickly and easily resolved her condo fee and bills worry. all the other expenses would have been looked after until she had time to look after things. Because in the end, Gloria was really looking for time to grieve, not to be bogged down with administrative and money to-dos. After me and my team helped Gloria sort things out, which we did with a cool tool called the Decision Free Zone, it freed up Gloria's time. Gloria felt less stress and had more time to deal with the emotional side. And with that done, I asked Gloria if she would help others prepare for something like this. She said yes, so we created a list of three things to make a difficult and stressful transition easier. Number one, have a trusted professional you can reach out to and talk to help. If you don't already have one, get one. Number two, do the pre-planning, even though it's not a fun thing to do, but do the planning in advance. And if you're wondering what kind of planning, again, talk to a specialist who can help you sort through the planning that would be important. And number three, if you can afford it, have life insurance. There's enough to worry about and feel sad about. You could see it in Gloria's eyes when bad surprises happen. With the appropriate amount of life insurance, you can reduce the worry about money and therefore reduce the stress in an already highly stressful time. Now, we can help From a Woman's Perspective listeners with resources and tools that I have mentioned. They're on our website, the financial inventory, the decision-free zone. Feel free to visit the website. And of course, if you don't have a professional team to help you, you know, perhaps we can.
The farwellgroup.ca. There's a link to the website from marylands.ca, and Darren and his team are there for you. Darren, the best number to reach you?
416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Planning ahead has its advantages. Learn from Gloria's mistakes and move forward in your own life so you don't have any regrets. Again, the Farwell Group, 416-863-7501. Thanks for sharing Gloria's story, Darren, and for that information. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Marilyn. Always nice to speak with you.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instruments specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is back with us to continue our conversation about a healthy biome. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we started to talk about a healthy gut and how to tell if it is healthy. So this week I want to continue that conversation. I wanted to focus on four key areas. So naturopathically, you know, I do spend a lot of time asking people about digestion, their diet, and I also ask patients about their bowel movements. I know it's not a great topic always to talk about, but naturopaths always like to find out about whether you're having the perfect poop. So the kind of things we ask about are things like texture, shape, and buoyancy. So the texture is if it's smooth, hard, or lumpy. The shape, is it sausage shape, which is ideal. Buoyancy, if it sinks, if it floats. All these kinds of things tell us the quality of the stool, and then it gives us an idea in terms of what's happening in terms of digestion. I always ask the patient if there's any straining, if there's gas. All these kinds of things are important. And certainly if there are changes over a short period of time or over several months, it's important to sort of to look into those kinds of things. It could be signs of some changes in the colon, for example. So the second thing is gas. A lot of patients will come in complaining about gas. And some gas is inevitable after a meal and with some foods like beans and raw veggies. But really excess gas can indicate there's something amiss in your gut. So really we want to focus on to reduce the amount of gas that you're maybe producing. Some key points are to chew the food slowly and thoroughly. I often will have patients keep a food diary to help identify triggers. So if you're having gas, you know, after dinner, for example, just write down over the course of a week and see what's contributing to that gas. Sometimes I'll recommend to take a short walk, certainly after a large meal. It helps with stimulating digestion. And sometimes I'll actually include or prescribe probiotics for some individuals to help with digestion. Another key thing that we look at is energy. For example, do you feel rested when you wake up? And the answer is really a good indicator of the gut health, because when we're rested, the energy we get from food is important. If we're not digesting our food very well, then sometimes we might feel more fatigued, more tired, for example, during the day. And memory, food, and focus, those are key things that we focus on. For example, growing research actually points to the impact of gut bacteria on our moods. And really up to 90% of our body's serotonin, that's that feel-good hormone, is actually produced in the gut. So the neurochemicals in the gut can impact our ability to learn new information and retain it. So, you know, if you're having difficulty with memory, concentration, feeling fatigued, it could be the gut health that's being impacted. So certainly, people can give me a call and get some more information about gut health and ways to treat it. And they can do that by calling me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation, a conversation with Dr. Betty. You can learn how to deal with your gut naturally. And if you're interested in talking about your health and just dealing with it naturally, take down the number 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Nothing is more frustrating than not finding an answer when you have a problem and need a solution. Fortunately, when it comes to hearing, From a Woman's Perspective's team has hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and his expertise can help anyone with a hearing problem hear better. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So finding a solution for someone to hear their best is actually one of the most fun things that we do here. Which brings me to my story for today. I wanted to tell you about our 2018 contest winner. His name is Marco. Now, Marco was struggling for years with his hearing loss, but was in denial. His son, Felix, had entered him into our contest, and Marco won. Felix was concerned that his father was withdrawing from family outings, and he just wasn't as talkative as he once was. Now, Marco had recently retired, and he was living on a fixed income. And Felix knew that his father wouldn't admit that he was struggling. So when we put the hearing aids on Marco's ears for the first time after we did his hearing test and everything else, he was hearing things that he hadn't heard in years. He was a bit overwhelmed, and it actually brought him to tears. He couldn't believe just how much better he was hearing once the hearing aids were in. He even forgot what the simple sound of a bird's chirping was like. We recently saw Marco and Felix just before Christmas last year, and they are both doing great and are both so much happier that Marco can hear better. Now, I wanted to remind everybody again that a couple of weeks ago we announced that we were running a contest here to win a free set of hearing aids. I wanted to remind all your listeners one more time so that they could submit themselves or someone they know who would benefit from hearing better into our contest. Now, what we're looking for this entry is a compelling story as to why you feel the person really needs the hearing aids to help them hear their best. some of the submissions that we've received haven't included a story, and we wanted to make sure everybody has the right opportunity to win. Now, I want you to email us personally at hello@hearingaidsource.ca. I'll say that one more time, hello@hearingaidsource.ca. And one of the things we're going to do is at the end of April, we're going to announce the winner on your show, Marilyn. So if anybody knows someone who's in need of new hearing aids, write to us with their story, and they might just become this year's winner.
It's always fun to participate in a contest, and more so when someone really needs the hearing aids. So if you or someone you know has a compelling story to share, share it right now at hello@hearingaidsource.ca, and perhaps at the end of the month, you'll be our winner. The phone number to reach you for other problems and questions, what's the number?
The number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. No one cares more or will try harder to please you. Remember Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When we're tired of being alone and ready to meet someone new, it's good to know Cupid does exist, and with the help of an experienced, successful matchmaker, we can meet a person who'll make our hearts sing and make today a better day. And we have Cupid from A Woman's Perspective's matchmaker Linda Miller on the show. Good morning, Linda.
So I had quite a great week this week. We were at the women's show, and we met a lot of lovely ladies who have met their husbands through our service, which was great. And I also had a great news from Southwestern Ontario. I was out there last week meeting clients for the first time in a long time. I've started meeting people in person again. I had a lovely gentleman, Ken, from the Sportsman Show. I'd met him there, and he came out and met me, and we did an interview. And the next day, I was out there as well, and I met a lovely lady. And she just instantly, like sometimes when I'm matching people, it's like I have a mental Rolodex, and someone will instantly pop into my head. And, of course, he was, you know, only the day before. But I thought, wow, they would really, you know, they'd be really a great couple. They like the same things. They're sort of free agents, you know, they're in their 70s. Allison has been retired for a long time, and they just have all the time in the world to have fun and travel and do fun things. And they both seem to have the same sort of, you know, very careful personality. And I just thought, these are people that I think it's a good match. So anyway, we match them up, and they're on hold after only a very short period of time. They're having a great time. They live close by each other. It turns out they have all sorts of common friends from their childhood. They grew up in the same area, so they have all these people they know in common, and a lot of things in common. So it's just, I just love it when that happens, when it's just so easy and natural. And the thing about my clients is they're so good, you know, they just don't come in contact with single people that meet the criteria they're looking for. So sometimes all you have to do is put them out with somebody good, and right away they're matched up. And that was certainly the case with Ken and Allison. So very exciting, and just a great feel-good week meeting all these people that are happily matched. So a good week.
So good people can be the right people for each other when Cupid puts them together. And that's really all it takes. So, Linda, if someone wants to meet someone new, they can share their criteria with you and you can find them the right match?
Right. So you can do a free consultation with me. I'm not high pressure. Happy to sit down or even do a phone interview with you. Just call 416-777-6302 or go on our website. We have a chat feature on there, and you can talk with us here in the office if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone. And we'll certainly answer any questions you might have. And it's an actual person on the other end of that. As well, there's a wealth of information on my website at Misty Bar Calling from Outside of Toronto. I do have a toll-free number there, so it's an easy way to reach us as well.
So if yesterday was lonely, today can be the day that you speak to our Cupid, Linda Miller, of Misty River Introductions. You can tell her what you're looking for, and likely she'll find you the right person. You won't be wasting any time. She's a lovely lady to speak to anyway, and her number is 416-777-6302. 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. And the website is linked from marylins.ca. I have a great team. They're all on the sponsor expert list. All you have to do is look at it, call the right experts, and in this case, meet the right person. Linda, thank you for sharing Alice and Ken's story. I look forward to hearing another one next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll learn more about CARP from Chief Operating Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder. I am Marilyn Weston, and there's lots more to come. All of it from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. I thought today we'd focus on a pretty common problem in the general public. About 15% of people over the age of 50 have gallstones. And so when we're talking about gallstones, what are they and what do we do about them? Well, gallstones are small stones usually made from cholesterol, bile pigment, and calcium salt that should be in a liquid form in the gallbladder. The gallbladder is a small organ just under the liver that helps you digest. The problem is when there's not enough fluid in the gallbladder, these stones precipitate out, much like salt in water. If there's too much salt and not enough water, it can precipitate out. And so gallstones form from the crystallization of excess cholesterol and the failure of the gallbladder to empty completely. Now, most of the time, about 70% of cases, gallstones do nothing. We find them by accident when we've done an abdominal ultrasound or a chest x-ray or some reason to look at someone's abdomen. But if you're in the other 30%, you may have symptoms from your gallstones. They can cause fever and pain if the gallbladder becomes infected. They can block the outlet of the gallbladder and cause jaundice. They can cause pain in your abdomen and your back. And occasionally, if you've had a really fatty meal where the gallbladder has to work hard, you can get a lot of indigestion from gallstones. So my best advice is to eat a healthy diet, drink lots of water, and take good care of yourself in terms of the choices that you make. But if you do have gallstones, it's not an automatic that they need treatment. We only treat them if they're causing you trouble.
So just one question. You mentioned cholesterol. If someone has cholesterol, should they be monitoring their gallstones?
That's a really good question. And we know that higher cholesterol can be linked to gallstones, but it's actually more complicated than that. It's not only cholesterol in the blood test that you've had that can affect the gallbladder and gallstones. Certain families are more prone to gallstones, and some other diseases can lead to gallstones as well. So what I would say is, in general, by choosing a lower-fat diet, you're not demanding that your gallbladder work so hard, and that's a step in the right direction.
Thank you for that useful advice. I have signed copies of your book at my store, Marilyn's. Anyone wishing a copy for themselves or for a gift are welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. It's worth having this book on your night table and referring to it. It will give you clear, solid advice so you can take charge of your health. So order your copy either through your bookstore or Amazon, or signed copies from me, 416 504-6777. Thanks for that good advice and solid information, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now, someone who can help anyone who wishes to escape to the country find the perfect home, cottage, or property north of Toronto and at an excellent price, Realtor Melanie Martin. And she joins us with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I always have a deal for you, but I'm really happy about this one because it's actually one of my coming soon listings. In other words, you'll have time to give me a call and actually see this place before it sells because everything's just being snapped up here. So I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's a raised bungalow. It's 3 bedrooms upstairs, 2 bedrooms downstairs. It is basically in-law capable. It's got a huge lot, 120 by 185, so plenty of room for a pool and a vegetable garden. Just lovely setting. It's not too far from Bass Lake if you like boating activities. It's just outside of Orillia for all the amenities, hospitals and rec centers, etc., schools. It's not too far from golf or skiing, and it's been nicely updated, so there's really nothing to do. It's got a newer roof, newer furnace, new central air, and then when you get into the country, it's very important to know that you have good well water and good septic, and this one has a brand new septic with only, what, the last 2 years they put it in. So really, there's no worries, and the best part of this, Marilyn, it's only $879,900.
I always think you should be saying $1,879,900. So $879,900. And what are the taxes, just out of curiosity?
Very reasonable there. They're about $2,700, maybe $2,750 altogether, which is quite reasonable.
So basically you're saying here's a raised bungalow, updated, so move-in ready, on a cul-de-sac, near a lake so you can fish and swim, near Orillia so that you have all the amenities, a huge lot, I just wrote it down, 120 by 185, a total of 5 bedrooms so the in-laws can move in if you like for the summer or forever, and it's less than $1 million. Is that my right?
Yes, and the best part is it's a coming soon listing, so it's not even on the market yet, so you've got the heads up. Give me a call.
So this is something someone can call you about and have advance notice and preparation because it's your listing. That's wonderful. And if someone wants to talk to you about a property, this one or others north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
Call me anytime, right at Home Realty, at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Realtor Melanie Martin. She'll listen to you, she'll understand what you want, and find you the right property at a perfect price. And these examples, week to week, the deal of the week, just keep getting better and better, Melanie. So thank you, and I look forward to hearing what we will learn from you next week.
Yes, we'll definitely have another deal for you, Marilyn. Have a lovely week, everyone.
The best of intentions can't make things happen. However, when it comes to creating order and balance in your home or office or life, it's possible using the ancient art of living feng shui. And our coach, from a woman's perspective coach for feng shui, is Catherine Wilking, and she can help anyone to love their home again and use feng shui. And she's here today. So good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to ask you a question. Could this be your lucky day? Why do some people have life so easy and others seem to struggle? My service is from a family that needed a boost as the last 2 years in business hadn't been the best. And I drove over for a visit, and right on top of the doorframe, there was a horseshoe. How proactive, I thought. But it was hung upside down. Now, this isn't feng shui. It's more like folklore. But I do understand. Some people carry a rabbit's foot for good luck, and others a lucky charm. But what does this represent? Let's pretend that you wish for something to change and you instill the lucky charm to make it happen for you. Well, the power is not in the lucky charm. The charm can be used as a reminder of some things that you wish to change. Let's say you wish to stop swearing so much, or perhaps you're working towards a monetary goal. The lucky charm isn't going to pave the way for you, but you have the reminder and the mindset to stay on that path towards whatever you want. Feng Shui is a bit like that. It works with intention of getting what you want. The first layer is to tidy up and cultivate a positive flow in your space, and then surround your space with the things that you love. If you find yourself feeling unlucky and needing a shift in your life, I can help you. Make the Shift is an easy challenge that's out right now. For 27 days, the notes come into your inbox each day with a new 10-minute task. Sometimes we tackle the drawers, a cupboard, we go into your fridge and we look at your car. And we've had so much fun doing this session in the past, we're running it again. We'll move through your whole house starting April 25th, perfect for those who procrastinate. This video program is regular price $97, but for Marilyn's group here, a huge bonus, only $27. So use the coupon code I've got set up, SHIFT, capital letter SHIFT. That's right, in capital letters, I really wish for you to love your life again, and Feng Shui does help. For more information, check out my site, katherinewilking.com/make the shift, or phone me, and I'm happy to answer all your questions, 905-599-2693. You see, when things are working better for you, you'll be the lucky one.
Well, day by day, make one day better than the day that went before it, and here's a possibility of improving each day for $27 just by calling Katherine Wilking at 905-599-2693. That's to find out more. If you're all ready to sign up, then all you have to do is log on to Katherine's website, Katherine with a K, A-T-H-R-Y-N, wilking.com/make the shift, and then you'll get started. When does it start again, Katherine?
April 25th on the Monday.
Monday, April 25th can start a 27-day positive shift in your life, and you don't have to have anything but your computer and be willing to make it work. Katherine, I love the idea. You inspire me. When we finish the show today, I'm signing on.
There you go. Super. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Katherine. Bye for now.
Super.
The election is coming June 2nd. Now is our time to be agents of change and help make positive things happen. For those of us who up to now wish things were different but never felt that we could make a difference, meet CARP's Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer, Bill Van Gorder, who explain how together we and CARP can make today a better day than yesterday and build a brighter future. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the Ontario election and CARP's policy platform planks for that June 2nd election. In addition to home care, long-term care, vaccinations to prevent influenza, shingles, and pneumonia, and wait times for health care, CARP is also concerned about four other areas, and I want to go over them briefly. The first is falls prevention. Falls are the number one reason for injury-related hospitalization, emergency department visits for older Canadians across Canada. And research shows that every year, one out of three seniors will fall. And each fall causes 5,000 deaths every year, 95,000 hospitalizations, and 425,000 emergency department visits. Horrible numbers. All for something that can be prevented. The next government in Ontario must understand that there must be a strong falls prevention program. The next area of concern is dental care. You know, although the federal government mentioned dental plan in the recent budget, that'll not come into existence for seniors until 2023 or later. The Ontario Dental Plan for Seniors is not meeting the needs of older Ontarians. In current practice, low-income seniors have to apply for a special card to receive the low-cost or no-cost dental care. But the program isn't available in most communities, and even if you get a card, you can't take it to your local dentist. You have to join a very long wait list to see a dentist who's working for public health. The program just isn't as promised. The next government must commit to fix this and ensure that all low-income seniors qualify to have timely access to their dentist in their community. The next area of concern is optometry. You'll remember last year, CART members were caught in the middle of a labor dispute between the provincial government and the optometrists. It delayed eye care and was a wake-up call to Ontario seniors. The next government must ensure that neither the government nor providers can force withdrawal of services as a means of bargaining. And the final area of concern is accessibility. Ontario will have 1.5 million seniors over the age 75 by the end of 2025. And with that longevity comes increases in mobility needs, the needs to services to accommodate accessible parking, accessible transit, access to build environments. So Ontario must continue to ensure that accessibility is increased for the number of Ontarians who will experience mobility issues as they increase in age. CARP will be advocating for all these issues, but CARP will only be effective with your help. It's only when the candidates know that people who vote for them are concerned about this issue that they really pay attention. So join CARP, join Maryland, help us tell the candidates what seniors demand Ontario government do after the next election.
Well, talk is cheap. We do need action, and you are empowering us to take that action with CARP. I've joined, and I really plan to work with CARP to make things happen, not just to hear promises of what can come. We don't have the time for that. We need to act now. To join CARP, there's a special deal, and I'm very happy to share it. CARP.ca/Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. You can join for just $14.95. The benefits are priceless, and you can empower yourself. So log on to CARP.ca, see what's there, and then remember, CARP.ca/Marilyn, and you can join for $14.95, and for just $10 more, you can get Zoomer Magazine for a year. Bill, I enjoy what you talk about. I learn every time, and I feel empowered. So thank you, and thank you for letting me be a member of CARP.
Thank you, Marilyn. We are glad to have you with us.
After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Next Saturday, April 23rd, is our next Healthy Bra Clinic at Maryland's. To set a time to experience the Healthy Bra, just call me at 416-504-6777. You'll try it. Once you've tried it, you'll love it, and you'll wear it for years, and you'll thank me. I have an email from Elsa, who's a listener. She writes, I have two bodies, a size 12 top, a size 18 or 20 bottom. I'm very tired of wearing just black clothing. I'm planning a trip to Spain. I don't want to pack a lot, and I was told I'm a winter. What can I do to add color and also balance my challenging body? Elsa, Great that you have black basics to start with, because as a winter, you'll look great in them. To add color, stick with black on your bottoms and add color with tops that are asymmetrical and fall from your shoulder. They can be beautiful colors that speak to you or prints that incorporate your colors. The idea is prints, stripes, dots, whatever makes you smile, and know that accessories are your allies. So neck pieces and long chain pendants will draw the eye to your head and shoulders, and you'll make eye contact and connect with people. If you don't already own one, invest in a swing-style shacket. It can be white linen or cotton. It can be black if you have one already. And it can be a primary color. The idea is to color block and mix and match and layer so you look your best and you draw the eye to your head and shoulders so that people look at the lightest and brightest part of you and connect with you and give you eye contact. My How to Pack a Suitcase instructions are on my website, marylins.ca. And you're welcome to call me for guidance or to set a date and time so we can get together before you travel to Spain. The number is 416-504-6777. My store, Marylin's, is at 200 Spadina Avenue in Toronto's Fashion District. Any woman who wants my help is welcome to make an appointment. One call, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and personal stylist. The number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Anyone who calls won't be disappointed, and I look forward to your call. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak to Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylins.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylins.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to speak about the best exercise for bones. All exercises for bone strength have one or more of the following attributes. They provide resistance. In this form of exercise, you challenge your muscles by working against some type of resistance, such as dumbbells, bands, or even your own body weight. Resistant exercises, including classic strength training, rely on muscle contraction that tug on bones to stimulate them to bulk up. Now, they are weight-bearing. Weight-bearing exercises and activity such as running, walking, dancing, hiking, climbing stairs, in which you carry your body weight and work against gravity. The force you exert to counteract gravity when you do weight-bearing activities is what stimulates bones to get stronger. Now, hiking or stair climbing, another way to amplify the effects of walking is adding changes in elevation. Whether you're climbing up stairs or a hill, the muscles in your legs and buttocks are working harder, which means more tugging on the hips and leg bones. When you're descending, you get the added benefit of increased impact. And you know, Marilyn, it's never too late to start a strength training program. So, listeners, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Thank you, Christine. You are my health coach, and I've grown because I've exercised with you and I've lost weight as well. If anyone's interested in being healthy and looking after their bones as well, call Christine at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. 4084. Thanks, Christine. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Now, for anyone planning a move, know that you can save money, time, and have a stress-free move when you deal with an experienced senior move manager and her dream team. From a woman's perspective, has Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And wishing everyone a very happy Easter weekend and happy Passover to all who are celebrating. As we transition into warmer temperatures, we have the chance to enjoy more much-anticipated and, frankly, safer outdoor activities. We switch from cold weather clothing and footwear to lighter colors, lighter fabrics, and the opportunity to spend time with family and friends on decks and patios. Spring is more than just a change of season. For many, it's truly a rebirth of the spirit. With this rebirth, we also have the chance to lighten things up within our homes, to make them better than they were yesterday. Less can truly be more, and one of our happy clients, Evie, will happily attest to that. When Evie first contacted me in February, her intent was to sell her house and move to a retirement residence. She'd had a bit of a health scare, and she was concerned that if things deteriorated, she wouldn't be able to cope very well on her own. She wanted to feel in charge of her life and put herself on a waiting list for a two-bedroom suite at a residence in her neighborhood. While she waited for the suite layout of her choice to become available, I helped Evie to do some preliminary space planning, and she downsized substantially, choosing to donate a lot of what she and her late husband, Glenn, had managed to accumulate over 47 years of marriage. As Evie made wise decisions, she also began to heal and feel better. She went to physio twice a week, stuck to an exercise routine, and last week she confided she's hoping if all continues to go well, that she'll be able to remain in her much-loved home for at least another year. I think this is great, and now Evie can really enjoy all of her newly edited and well-organized house. With the excess went much of Evie's anxiety. All her stuff and what to do with it had been weighing heavily on her for quite a while. She's happy that things are in order. She's made proactive and strategic decisions, and she knows that she has a dream team when and if she's ready to move. We will professionally take care of her one-day pack, oversee reliable movers, and return the next day to do her unpack and setting up. We'll install her art, ensure that everything is seamless. Evie's spirit feels renewed, and yes, even in these crazy times, optimistic.
Well, getting solid information and good advice eliminates stress. And from what I've heard from you over the years, it saves people money because they know what to do and where to do things for their best advantage. If someone wants to talk to you about a move in their future and making some plans, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106. It starts with a conversation today so that you can eliminate anxiety and have a path and a plan, and every day can be better and better. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, her dream team, the From a Woman's Perspective team. We're all here for you. All you need do is ask. And again, the number for Lori, 416-697-8106. Thank you, Lori, and have a good holiday weekend.
My pleasure, and same to you. Bye-bye.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Every day is a new day, and it's in our power to try and make it better than yesterday. We need not compete with anyone but ourselves and do our best to live well and do what it takes to make us happy. We can strive to make our dreams a reality. We can use each and every day to take positive actions and move us forward. We can use our yesterday's lessons to be prepared for a fresh day. And so long as we live each day as best we can and try to make it better than yesterday, we'll be happy knowing that every day will be moving us closer to finishing what we started. And we'll see our dreams become a reality. The From a Woman's Perspective team is happy to assist you. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. Or, as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. Knowledge is definitely power, and once you ask your questions and arm yourself with the information you need to move forward, making each day better than the preceding one will be easier. It does take a lot of effort to get things done, but it's easier with the guidance of someone who's experienced and educated in their area. So don't hesitate to reach out to us, any and all of the From a Woman's Perspective team. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday at 8 a.m. right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Make the best of this day, and it will shape your tomorrow.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.